Good morning. It is a Friday morning. We are with Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
We're talking about PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program, and where all this money is going. And you have a story on that from our region.
Yes. So this week, the Small Business Administration released information about the businesses that received the Paycheck Protection Program loans. The data included loan recipient names, who the lenders were, the number of jobs retained, and the loan amount for loans above $150,000. As part of the federal program, around 324,000 New York businesses received loans, totaling over $38.3 billion. The average loan size has been about $107,000. The Paycheck Protection Program was introduced to offer companies and nonprofits with fewer than 500 workers a low-interest loan to cover 2 months of payroll and other expenses. 14 businesses in the Albany area received PPP loans worth more than $5 million. However, the data does not account for companies that decided to ultimately return the money. Some companies return their forgivable loans after deciding that they did not need them. Some of the companies that received loans over $5 million in this area included Beechnut, Community Care Physicians, Janatronics, Mohawk Fine Papers, and Ortho New York. DeCrescenti Distributing Company received a $5.3 million loan, but decided it did not need to use it after being deemed an essential business. We also looked at the banks that dominated PPP lending. In this region, KeyBank led all other banks in funding 647 loans over $150,000. M&T Bank and NBT Bank followed that with funding about half that number of loans. Many restaurants who received PPP loans were unsure how to use them at first. The loan forgiveness terms called for spending on payroll during the time when they were just limited to preparing takeout, but continued to see overhead costs piling up. But that has changed recently now that the Capital Region restaurants are back to serving in-person customers and the loan term has been extended to 24 weeks. DZ Restaurants, which operates Chianti, Forno Bistro, and Boca Bistro in Saratoga Springs, says they are finally able to use their loan. The restaurant group initially laid off 90% of its hourly employees and has since been able to hire back about 20%. 677 Prime in downtown Albany was quick to apply for the PPP loan in the early days of the shutdown. They say they haven't used the money yet and are treating it like an insurance policy to dip into if they run into any issues, like if the region enters another shutdown. 677 managed to keep up a decent cash flow with their takeout meals and now with the limited reopening. A bigger concern for management, though, is what becomes of the event business in 677's upstairs rooms. About one-third of the restaurant's revenue used to come from those events. Now, corporate dinners and wedding bookings are virtually non-existent. For the Paycheck Protection Program, the deadline was extended through August 8th, and there are still more than $130 billion available.
She is Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review, joins us on Fridays. You can read more at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you.